Welcome to NFT Heat. We're bringing the top NFT thought leaders straight to you. If there's something you enjoyed on this episode, and we really hope you did, please take a screenshot of the episode and make sure to tag us on Twitter at NFT Heat. We really appreciate your support, and you are the only reason we're growing. So to help us, please subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We'll then give your review a shout out on a future episode. Welcome everybody to NFT Heat. Whether you're inside the industry or new to the NFT space or an NFT OG, we're gonna provide you with the necessary NFT alpha to crush. We're gonna bring in the top guests and debate and have fun. And of course, I'm always gonna win the debate. Right, John?
No.
Well, I am the king of alpha, or at least I am in my own mind. I'm here with the NFT machine, my co-host, stellar co-host who's up at 4 a.m. every morning in the trenches, learning, growing in the NFT, metaverse, and Web3 space. And we're gonna change things up a little bit today. We're changing up the format. We're getting crazy, John. I mean, this is wild. We have a sensational guest on today, and we're gonna just throw everything out and try new stuff to just have some fun. And we're kicking it off with Mint It or Kick It.
Yeah, this is gonna be fun. This is gonna be fun.
Right?
I think so. I think this is the way to start to onboard more people into the space.
Exactly. I mean, we were at a great Soho event that John, you put on last night, and John was like, no more panels. Forget the panels. We're like, let's try new stuff. And I love that.
Yeah, yeah. We're planning an event in London. It's going to be gamified.
Wow.
One of the first ever Web3 events gamified. Maybe the only one. I don't even know. Do you know of a Web3 event that's been gamified?
I've never. How do you even gamify an event?
We're hosting it in London at a private members club. There's going to be 4 levels, and you have to pass each level to go up a level. And there's going to be a debate area.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Leaderboard.
Leaderboard.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right. That is so cool. Make sure if you're in London, hit John up. It's going to be a massive event. NFT London, November
2nd.
November 2nd. All right. Very cool. Okay. Mint It or Kick It. Kim Kardashian was recently fined $1.26 million by the SEC for posting and not saying that she was advertising. What do you think?
Yeah, man, this is a very interesting one. I mean, I love Kimmy K. I'm a fan.
First of all, I love the fact that you just call her Kimmy K. Like, you guys are homies.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I saw it. And I mean, it's not about the money, because she's worth, what, $1.5 billion or something?
Yeah.
So it's a slap on the wrist, but I think it's a real sign to not only people who are doing crypto pump and dumps, but I think it's a sign to all those NFT scammers, cash grabbers, liars and cheaters that persisted over the last year, that the SEC's coming for you.
I like it. No more rug pullers. We're done with you. Forget the rug pullers and celebrities that get paid a ton of dough. Like, come on. Like, does she need an extra, you know, several hundred thousand for a post? That's fine that she does it. I get it. But at least say you're advertising. Because for the layman out there who, like, looks up and reveres Kimmy K, as John likes to call her, you know, and says, oh, if she's pumping this, it's got to be good. Well, she's getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
You got to disclose that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I read that tweet. I was like, wow, that sounds like a great investment opportunity.
Right? There you go. You almost got John's money, okay? And we're in this space. So I think Gary Gensler, SEC, shout out to you guys. You guys are doing great. Take down these celebs.
Yeah, so we're definitely kicking that, right?
Kicking it. Kicking it to the curb. All right, next, we got a new segment. This is another segment. We're changing things up, John. Like, I'm blown away here. Bull versus bear.
Yeah, I mean, this. I posted about this on LinkedIn last week, but NFT sales are down 97% at this time right now this year compared to last year. So last year at this point, it was sales were 17 billion, and now they're about 466 million.
Wow.
So I think the NFT cartoon parade is over. That's what I feel like. What do you think, Justin? I mean,
John, I know you hate on my PFPs. I know you hate on the cartoon NFTs, but I love them. I'm a degen. I love my cartoon PFPs. I love my NFTs. Is the market down? Are we in a bear market? No doubt about it. It sucks. But for the teams that are building, for the projects that have amazing art and even more incredible utility, and they're building and they're in the trenches growing, I see that as the future IP. You know, I see the future cartoons, film and television starting as NFT projects, and I say bull, bull, bull on it.
Okay, but Justin, that $17 billion from last year, I mean, most of that was fake utility, fake roadmaps, fake communities with Discord is just juiced up with bots. I mean, come on, man.
True that. I will not disagree with you on that. I mean, I was such a degen. Literally, I would be anywhere and someone would be like, okay, this is minting. I'd be like, how many can I get? How many can I get? Like, I don't care what the price is. 0.1, 0.2, it doesn't matter. I was just getting a bag. Every day I was probably buying 20 or 30 NFTs, and I have definitely relaxed that. And a lot of that went to zero. A lot of rug pullers. I know people that moved to Dubai and they're sitting on a ton of cash with my money and all of our money. So those people are, I'm glad. I like to say the tourists are gone. Goodbye. Bye-bye, tourists. The real builders were here. But I have love for the PFPs and the cartoon PFPs.
Okay. But I think that, like you mentioned last night, I think the only way you're going to get the people into the market is actually free mints.
Yeah.
At this point.
Free mints. I mean, especially like if you want to create a new community in the space and you're kind of brand new, free mint. Build that community. Make money on secondary sales. That's all kosher. I'm all cool with that. Speaking of, we have a sensational guest today.
Wow.
And we have been trying to get him on our show for months. So we're making it happen now. I am so stoked. We have Andrew Klein from Sweet, who I know is a buddy of yours. We're going to hear all about it. He's going to bring all sorts of alpha to this episode. And it is going to be fun. He's the VP of the NFT and Metaverse brand experience for Sweet. He's got tons of corporate experience. He's worked with some of the biggest brands out there, Microsoft, Coke, so much incredible stuff. And Sweet is a sensational Web3 company. So let's bring him on and welcome Andrew to the show. Andrew, welcome to NFT Heat.
Hello, hello. I am so glad to finally be here. We've been trying to do this since NFT NYC this summer and didn't work out, but here I am. It is happening and couldn't be more pumped. Thank you for having me.
Of course, we're thrilled to have you. And you may have heard John and I kind of shaking up the episode a little bit. We got to get your expertise, Kim Kardashian and Bull versus Bear on the PFPs. What do you think?
Absolutely. Look, Kim Kardashian, that was the right move by the SEC, by the FCC, actually, because they need to protect people. She's been doing this, and all influencers are very well aware of that, the FCC guidelines about how you act as an influencer, and you need to do hashtag ad. I come from the agency world where we created influencer marketing and the legalities that are surrounding that. And there are reasons why there are regulations in place. And as I've been immersed in the NFT Twitter space, I can see millions of miles away of when there's an influencer who should have absolutely said hashtag ad or hashtag sponsored for their endorsement, their paid endorsement of that product. And so, you know, they're using her to set an example, and I think that's the right example. So,
and thank you. Thank you, Andrew, for clarifying FCC versus SEC.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I read the article.
Everyone's going to take a look at it, but when you get to influencer marketing, it's the FCC at that point.
Love it. And then your thoughts, Bull versus Bear on cartoon PFPs. What do you think?
It really depends on the project. I'm still bullish on it. I get animated cartoons as long as the utility and the value is there. But I do my research. I do it extremely deep. I would never. I wish I could just mint 20 a day at some point. But I'm a little bit more reserved of what I mint and want to make sure that I'm minting into solid projects that have real roadmaps. But I am not bashful to get into any type of drop that provides content access or the ability to use PFPs for content creation.
So Andrew, I got to say, I think you and I, we won this round, John, 2-0. Sorry to say.
But dude, they are building like a real product. They have a mobile app. I mean, they're actually a product company, man. This is a whole different conversation, all right? So,
We'll get into it. Speaking of which, so tell us how you got in. You went from influencer marketing. You came from the agency world, which you just touched on. So how did you get into the NFT and metaverse space, Andrew?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been into technology and emerging tech and figuring out how do we connect audiences and consumers and people with technology to brands experiences. And like, how do we create really cool magical experience? How do we get you to get excited about, whatever it might be, whether that's, awareness or get a product or just come now along for a community. And so been doing this for a long time, but it was really around, the peak of Top Shot. That I actually met through a friend. He's been on your show before, Keith Soljacek. We worked together at the agency. And so we were kind of together, spending our own time and money exploring the space. We were already very hardcore into metaverse. We've been building VR and AR experiences throughout our career, and he introduced me to a good friend of his. His name's Crypto Novo, who is the living crypto punk. And he met me inside of my Burning Man VR experience that I made in 2021 in January. And he's like, "Hey, my name's Crypto Novo." I'm like, "Cool." And he's like, "Yeah, I like crypto stuff." I'm like, "Really?"
Sorry to interrupt, but I just got a funny story of Crypto Novo. So I'm a punk too. So we haven't actually in a while. We got to start throwing them again. We'd have like dinners and lunches with like punks in LA, or if we were in New York, we'd do it there. And Crypto Novo would always show up in his full outfit, like with his headgear and everything. And I mean, this guy takes it to the T. I love him. I mean, he is so committed. It's just great. So I just had to interject.
This is what we do. I mean, yeah, that's how we started. I met the CryptoPunk, and we became good friends. And he was in VR. He said, "Hey, can I buy your avatar's outfit?" I said, this is a Microsoft VR experience, and this is something, but you can't. And it got into this whole thing about buying my property, buying my world. And we met and started going on to through this NFT journey, where we were building out VR, AR, PFP masks. His never comes off, mine does. And really getting deep into this space, where we started doing content creation. We started, just exploring, all different facets of Web3, metaverse, and NFTs. And we became the Novoverse, which was really how I got into this space. And now applying that passion for Web3 and NFTs, I was able to find a day job at Sweet and really like live my NFT Web3 dreams. So that's how I got into the space.
Amazing, amazing story. So tell us, like, you're now at Sweet, you're VP of NFTs and the metaverse. What does that entail?
It's literally a dream come true. Every single day I get to wake up and have a list of meetings to talk to some of the biggest brands around the world about helping them understand how can they create the most exceptional, mind-blowing NFT experiences. And so that is my job, along with our massive team that we have. They're exceptional, a combination of experts across the Web3 and, amazing things around across the Web2 space, building this incredible platform that is Sweet. And, we've just made it so easy for people to collect NFTs. So that's why I decided to come on board here, is knowing the friction that it takes usually to get NFTs in the traditional way. Sweet has devised ways to make it so easy that we could really get the mass market to come in, get the next billion collectors into the space. And so that's why I joined. And now that is why I get to talk to brands, because they want to engage their current audiences and get them collecting, get them engaging and exploring how can we innovate and push into this new world.
Love it, love it, love it. So you actually work with one of my favorite people in the world, Ray Liu, who is your VP of product. I actually worked with him at NFT Genius. Guy's just a machine, a machine.
Wait, you're the NFT machine. Now, you're saying he's the machine?
Ray's the true NFT machine. this guy, I've never worked with such an amazing person in my life. He's so, like, when we were at NFT Genius, he was the one that actually moved the ball forward for the company.
Wow.
But it really shows to me.
We are so fortunate.
Yeah. But it shows to me the importance of Web3 companies hiring good product managers. Most don't. They hire project managers. So what are your thoughts? I think the key to winning Web3 is product management. I'm just really curious your thoughts.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable what goes into these projects. I mean, we are handling some of the, biggest brands, biggest IP and multiple collections and handling their NFT projects. Obviously, when you come to a pure Web3 degen space in a Discord where they're starting from zero, it's exceptionally difficult. There's a lot that goes into it, a lot of work across the board. And, I'm fortunate to be at Sweet where there's a machine where, we have unbelievable product teams, operation teams, support teams. Like, there's a joke. It's like, go call Ethereum. Well, you can call Sweet. we'll actually pick up and help you out. We are a real end-to-end solution that is completely managed and operated by an exceptional talent team. pool of people. So I'm so fortunate to be here and working with them and, you know, pushing the ball, like the things that we're working on, the things that we are building, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
See, Justin? Maybe. Justin, products, not projects. Products, not projects.
I like my cartoon PFPs, okay?
Those are projects, not products. I'm telling you, this is why Sweet is winning Web3.
It's great. It's great. I can see it. I definitely can see it.
So you have a mobile app, which is so critical, I think, to mass adoption, because all of us every day, I mean, we're already kind of living in the metaverse on our phones. We're mesmerized by these things. So I'm just really curious, how important do you think mobile is in driving mass adoption of Web3?
Mobile is critical because that's, you know, just look at the audiences. That's what they're glued to all day, every day. And so you need to be able to be there. You know, it certainly can be limiting to force yourself to be in a desktop experience, to force yourself to be in a certain browser, to force yourself to have the right extension and all the other components that go into the process. And that's certainly been the barrier for many audiences not being able to get it. They get stuck right at the, what's an extension? They don't even know that. Yeah. Right? So they get hindered right up front and they can't participate. So, you know, making sure that you have an easy onboarding experience is key. And so we do that both through our website at sweet.io, as well as our application. And I actually, even before joining Sweet, was very deep in their app. I agree. I thought that the app was such a fantastic experience because it allowed me to participate in, you know, an easy way that was in my hand. But they had a great mechanic where every week you come in and it still runs every single week. You could get a free NFT just for coming in. And it's a nice, fun experience and just gets you collecting and seeing what this is. And people offer trades for, you know, and trades for other more premium NFTs all the time because they're doing whatever they're doing. But it makes it so easy to come in, collect, and start engaging with this. And so the app experience, the mobile experience is certainly key. And that's something that we will continue to maintain and to use, because I think one of our key pieces when we do activations is like, look at our sports teams, right? We power a lot of the NBA teams, the Cleveland Cavaliers, for example. And when people come into the stadium, we have QR codes placed throughout, not for you to take a picture of it and wait till later, to go collect right now. So what we see is that people come in, they're up the escalators, they go by concession areas, by merch areas, and they now see these QR codes to now start claiming digital collectibles that will unlock cool utility for you as a fan. And what do? They don't go home to get the computer. They whip out their mobile phone, they scan it, and they're in, and they're having an easy mobile experience to claim and collect right at that point.
Andrew, this is like, I'm like blown away. This is so cool. This is like, you know what's wild to me? It's like, why don't every freaking company in the Web3 space have an app? It's like mind blowing.
Oh, I could tell you.
Why?
Because they don't hire product managers. They hire Ray, dude. I'm telling you.
We need product managers in this space.
They hire Ray.
John is right. I got it. John, you're getting 1 point for this. You're right. Because I mean, you guys are just, you're doing business the right way. You're making it so easy for us as collectors to be able to get NFTs, whip out our phones, get them at the games. I love that. I mean, you guys are just doing it the right way. And I gotta ask, so you and some companies in the space, how are you doing it differently and more successfully, in your opinion, than kind of other Web3 companies out there? What makes you guys unique?
You know, there's a couple factors in there. I think, you know, we could look at one right off the bat and look at the bear market that you guys were talking about, which we're pretty much still in, it seems. Now, that was obviously a very scary time. That was like right when we were getting up into NFT NYC when everything was crashing. And we're like, oh boy, this is not going to be a fun week. It was fun for Sweet. We were cool, actually. And there was a silver lining in how we actually are positioned. So uniquely, as we sell digital collectibles and NFTs, they are listed in fiat, in USD. And so we don't list anything in crypto up front. So what you look at all of our collectibles, if something was listed for $50 or $100 pre-crash, it was the same price after the crash. And the fans bought it because they're fans. They're not flippers. So we had this great opportunity that our, you know, while we looked across at Web3 marketplaces that only sell and list in crypto, they to this day have been down about 70%, right, of like what that cost is. Not only that, but that really impacted the projects, the communities that were kind of like betting that, hey, if I do this drop and do these calculations, if I sell out on the drop, based on the Ethereum pricing, I will be able to fund the developers to make the app, the creators, all the things, the merch, the stuff that was promised on the roadmap was supposed to be funded from that, right? And so if now everything is less, your funding is gone, right? And so that's why we saw a lot of these projects unfortunately have to fold, right? And move on to other, other things, or just pivot completely into finding ways to fund. And when we, you know, to this day, all of our NFT collectibles are listed in fiat. So we didn't have to change and alter our pricing whatsoever.
Amazing. Amazing.
Dude, they get it. They it's understand amazing. Mass adoption. I get whatever. It.
I want to go work at Sweet. Okay. Yeah. That's it. I want to get a job. I'm sending my resume to HR. I love Sweet. You've converted me. I love it.
I mean, LinkedIn even had them as one of their top 50 startups of 2022. I mean, this is how legit these guys are.
Sensational.
This is really, how legit
really
they are.
Well done.
Thank you. That was a great honor to get as
that's
well.
Huge.
Yeah. They had Discord as number one, which is like,
we're Discord killers over here.
I don't know about Discord, but yeah. Sweet should have been number one in my opinion. All right, so Tim Cook actually.
That was a big aha moment for me that says, hey, we're certainly on the right path here.
That's cool. Yes, really cool. Yeah, super awesome. So Tim Cook of Apple came out and said they did not use the word metaverse. What do you think about us using the terms NFTs, Web3, metaverse? Does that really help drive mass adoption, or is it hurting it?
I would say it's probably hurting, to be completely honest. You know, we certainly, you know, it's Sweet Digital Collectibles. It has been. It's not Sweet NFTs. I have NFT in my title because I am very specifically working on those types of projects. Now, that is important because of the language, right? We just need language. Language happens to be, you know, created and evolves over time of what we call things. Like, think about texting. Right? And SMS. How many times did we change what that meant? And starting early, you're like a text-based message, and how do I do it? It was like, now this is all you do, right? There's all these different types of technology evolutions of like what the language means. And what we're in right now is like a tech building space, right? So we're defining things so that way you understand what we're talking about. But at the end of the day, from a consumer perspective, they don't want to hear the nerdy stuff. They don't want to understand how the plumbing works, how the sausage is made. They just want the thing at the end of the day, which is this digital collectible or membership pass to their greater experience, right? They don't want to hear the nerdy jargon necessarily. So I think that NFT is fine for us in as peers in this Web3 space as degens, but I think we have to cater to audiences who are new to the space that hear that and they get turned off or scared, just don't even know what you're saying. But they could understand what a collectible is, right? And it's just digital.
We were talking about this last night, Andrew, which I think you guys are so right on in terms of collectible, digital, you know, memorabilia. That's what we all kind of understand. The word NFT may go away. Like you said, we're in this kind of tech building phase. People, this word may go away. So instead of NFT heat next year, we may be rewards heat or collectible heat. I don't know. It kind of sounds a little bit
odd. Neither of those names have any heat. So. Yeah,
they don't have heat. They don't have heat. But you have brought the heat, Andrew, in this episode. And we're trying something also a little bit different to end the episodes in a fun way. We want to, I mean, AI is huge, right? It's like DALL-E, it's huge. So we want you to create some fun NFT that we can mint. And so we want you to choose three words and we're going to create it right now with you. So throw them out. Let's get them. What do you got?
Three words. All right. Well, I'm going to do it to
three to five. Three to five, Andrew. Three to five. With three to five words.
I'll give you a prompt. We launched Build-A-Bear today, which was awesome. So it's a historic company, their first drop. We did a Swarovski crusted bear. So let's do a photo of a teddy bear wearing a hockey jersey and skating into a glowing metaverse.
Wow. Wow, wow.
How about that?
That's a serious prompt. I like it a lot. Hold on one sec. Let's let the machine do its thing. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa! We got it! That
wow.
is great!
Wow, wow.
That is cool. All right. Well, the amazing thing is we will be minting this, and this will be available for our fans to go get this NFT. We're NFT Heat. We should be doing NFTs, and this is coming from Andrew from Sweet. Love it. That is so cool, Andrew. Thanks for coming up with that sensational episode. You brought the heat. You brought the alpha. This was so fun. We finally got you on the show, and it was well worthwhile. Out there, everybody, go check out Sweet. Sweet.io, incredible company. They are doing it the right way. Top 50 company on LinkedIn for startups, and just incredible. Thank you, John, for making sure we got Andrew on the show. What a great, fun episode. I liked our little change-up. What do you think?
I love it. This is more natural.
It's much more natural. This is the way we're going to do it. As you all know, stay tuned. Next, by the way, Andrew, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
And we really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'm so glad I finally got on NFT Heat. It's so great to be here, and hope to see you guys soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Andrew, just quickly, where can we find you on social media and all the awesome things you're doing and Sweet's doing? What's the best way for people to find you?
Yeah, sure. Best way to find me, you can find all things Sweet at sweet.io. That's our site. It has all of our collectibles and drops that we're doing. You could also find us at Twitter at Sweet, pretty easy. And then if you want to follow my adventures through Web3, you're welcome to follow me at JRRTokenNFT at Twitter. So I'll be there and feel free to follow along, ping me, hit me up. I'm always open to chat and hang. So let's degen.
love it. That was so great. Thank you, Andrew. A sensational episode. So fun. As you all know, stay tuned. Next week, we will have another NFT leader popping in with more alpha. In the meantime, continue learning, growing, and seeking alpha. We're NFT Heat.
A huge thank you to two of the creative engines behind this show. First, to LaFlex for the super smooth intro and outro music. What you're hearing is the song Love to You off his 2019 album, Flex Appeal. And lastly, a big thank you to Bernardo Rodriguez for the awesome logo for the show. You can check him out on Instagram at Art of Bernardo. Everyone, we just want to give you a massive thank you for listening to NFT Heat. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at NFT Heat, and we're looking forward to seeing you next week.